Eskom putting out a statement earlier today saying stage two power cuts will continue into the weekend. So we are going to have load shedding this evening from 5 until 10, and then that will be repeated on Saturday and Sunday. Sekonati Mantshantsha, Eskom spokesperson, joining us now. Sekonati, thanks for your time today. What has necessitated this additional load shedding?
Mandy, when we started this round of load shedding, we did early this week say load shedding would continue for the whole week and it would mostly be on stage two. We did, of course, have to bump it up to stage three and to stage four in the end part of the week. But we have always said it would continue due to the shortage of generation capacity. So we have some units that have broken down and others whose return to service has been delayed. And that together, of course, with the high winter demand, that's what's causing the load shedding.
Sekonati, we are expecting a cold front to hit the country tonight and through the weekend. So we are expecting cold weather. We're expecting rain. We're even expecting flooding in some areas. Do you anticipate this will have an impact on Eskom's supply? And could we get ramped up to a higher level potentially?
Potentially, yes, there could be a higher level. But the communication that we have released today confirming what we have been saying about load shedding stage two during this weekend has taken that into consideration. Things do change, however, when you have unexpected or sudden breakdowns, which you know we'll always communicate when the need does arise if anything does change.
Sekonati, it's like you're fighting fires on various fronts at the moment. Story in News 24 today, speaking about another incident of sabotage at the Tutuka power station. That was two incidents that you revealed previously, and now copper wires and reactor earth bars removed from three units at the Hendrina power station, leading to a failure to start up units in the early hours of today. How much are these incidents of sabotaging affecting your attempts to get things back on stream?
Mainly, as we have said, indeed, in that communication yesterday, that these do delay some units. For example, Unit 5 of Tutuka, while delayed by 4 or 3 days, the return to service due to a problem that was later found to have been the cable that had been severed and the pipe that had been cut. So you do have those that will keep delaying the return of a power station unit. But overall, as we have said, the real cause of load shedding and the reality of the shortage of capacity is that we have power stations that are unreliable. You now add these acts, these deliberate acts that have all been reported to the police. You add those, you really can then see the magnitude and the poisonous environment in which many of our colleagues work.
Hmm. Well, Sekonati, thank you very much for that update. Sekonati Mantshantsha, the Eskom spokesperson, giving us an update on where we are at the moment with load shedding.